So if we can just, in our imagination, put a picture together of this passage, it mentions the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scholars of the law. Those are groups of people that didn't really like Jesus. And so it says they were asking him questions to test him, to try to trip him up, to prove him wrong. And so they ask this question, which commandment is the greatest? You know, so we know about the Ten Commandments. But once God gave the Jews, the Israelites, the Ten Commandments, over the years after that, they started adding more and more commandments to it. So there were over 600 commandments that the people were expected to follow. Some of them were like, you must do this, and the other ones were, you cannot do that. So many rules. I mean, it's hard to keep all the rules. It's hard to remember everything. So can you imagine trying to remember 613 rules that you had to follow? And so that's why they were asking, like, what's the most important? Like, maybe sometimes when you're studying for your tests, you ask your teacher, well, what's the most important? Or when you're going through your homework, like, what do I need to study? What part of this will be on the test? What's the most important? And we know that, yes, all of it is important, but there are some things that are foundational, some things that are more important, that if we don't have that foundation, that if we don't have that bottom layer, then we can't build the rest. Yesterday, when I went to the lunchroom, the cafeteria, some of y'all were eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So what's the best part, the most important part of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I think we have to say bread, because if you have peanut butter and you have jelly, but you don't have bread, then you can't have a sandwich. It wouldn't be any good to have peanut butter and jelly separately without the bread. So the bread is the most important part of the sandwich. The most important part of the law, of the rules, of the commandments, that's what the discussion was about today. And Jesus answers very simply, to love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. That means your entire being. There's nothing inside of you, there's nothing about you that's not supposed to love God. All of your thoughts, all of your words, all of your emotions, all of your feelings, all of your dreams, all of your desires, everything is supposed to be directed towards God. And then when we love God, then it says we love our neighbor. Then we look at our friends and the people in our class, our brothers and sisters and our neighbors in the street. And when we go shopping, the people that we see in the stores, we love them the same way that we love God, the same way that we love ourselves. And how do we love ourselves? We take care of ourselves. We eat the right kind of food. We don't eat poison and we don't eat garbage. We wear clothes to protect our bodies. When it's cold, we put on a sweater. We brush our teeth and we fix ourselves up. We take care of ourselves. We don't put ourselves in dangerous situations. That's the way that we love ourselves. And so we look in the same way at our neighbor. What can I do to help them? Because that's what it means to love someone. Is what can I do for that person to help them? And ultimately, how do I help them get to heaven? But in everyday life, how do I help them? Someone's struggling with their homework. If someone's getting bullied or someone's getting made fun of, how do I help them? Someone needs help with the door, carrying their backpack. How can I help them? Someone's having a bad day. Can I say a kind word? How can I help them? These are the ways that we fulfill these great commandments. And so we ask Jesus to help us with that. And then also I wanted to point out today, so I'm wearing green. It's our third school mass. The first school mass, I was wearing white because we were celebrating the feast of St. Clair, a great saint who teaches us there's nothing more important, no matter how pretty you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how handsome you are, no matter how many friends you have. Nothing's more important than giving your life to Jesus. That was our first Mass. And if you remember last week, we celebrated the Solemnity of Our Blessed Mother. that because she didn't have any sin, that she's in heaven. So these two great examples of what our life is supposed to be about. And the reason that we honor the saints is so that it can help us know how to live our life. And so we may notice that there's something different this year in where we're sitting in the church. You know, our middle school, our 7th and 8th graders are sitting in the front this year. It's because they are the examples for us. They've been in school for all these years. So they've been hearing all of these gospels. They've been in class hearing all those rules. And so just like we look to the saints, our younger students look to you to set the example, to be that vision of what it means to be a good Catholic school student. How do we love God and how do we love our neighbor? So it's not just the saints, the people in the book or the pictures on the wall, the statues we have that we look to. There should be people in our lives that set the example for us. And so if you're confused about what does it mean to be a Catholic school student, what does it mean to be someone who pursues God with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole soul, we can look to our older students because they're setting the example for us. And so that's not to put like extra pressure on you or to call you out or whatever else, but it's to encourage you that the great gifts that God has given you, many of you are so talented in so many different ways. And so don't forget that these little guys are looking to you as an example of what my life can be, what my life should be. And so as you love God and you love your neighbor, don't forget that you're loving them as well simply by giving a good example. And so this is why we changed the seating chart in here, because we don't want you to feel like you've been forgotten or that you're just on your way out. But you have a very important place to play in our church and in our school. And we want to highlight that. We want to encourage you and we want to support you. And so we love you in response to this commandment of Jesus. And we want what's best for you. And we know what's best for you is for you to know Jesus, and that we want to equip you to love him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And so pray for our older students that they can respond well to God's invitation so they can help lead us to heaven, because that's what these commandments are all about. All the rules that God gives us is to help us to get to heaven. So today and every day, let's look for ways that we can, of course, love God, but how can we help our neighbor? How can we help our classmates? How can we help those who are living among us?